Welcome to A Higher Branch, a source of practical and powerful information for busy people dedicated to boosting their personal health and professional performance. I'm your host, Sam McCall. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of A Higher Branch. This week, I'm flying solo because I wanted to share something personal with you all. A tool that helps keep me focused and motivated to succeed in all eight areas of my life, whether it is my health, love, family, work, friendship, learning, wealth, or charity. In fact, it also helps keep me grounded, especially this time of year where all our calendars are filled with commitments and our to-do lists become out of control. So today, I wanted to share with you the 28 fast tips to greatness. When I say greatness, I mean your own personal version of great, what greatness means to you. I have been working to this module for many years, and I share these tips with our executive team and our leadership team, as well as my family and friends, because I believe they are truly powerful. I'm going to go through these in quick succession. Some will be self-explanatory and others will mean different things to different people. So take what you will from them, and where I think it needs clarity, I will elaborate. But these 28 tips are as follows. Number one, my favorite tip. Always start with the favorite, right? And that is, start your day with 20 minutes of exercise, 10 minutes of meditation, and 5 minutes of journaling. Absolutely critical. I've given lots of podcasts throughout the year on the importance of each. Number two, be on time. Be early. I always say arrive within 10 minutes of any appointment. It respects the other person. And more importantly, it puts you under less pressure and less anxiety and less stress. Because one thing we learned from Carl Honoré over the years is that the number one cause of stress is haste. So when you're on time, you reduce a lot of stress in your life. Number three, be a celebrator of other people's achievements. And that's why I said earlier, when it comes to social media, follow people that spread happiness. And I want you to be one of those. So be a celebrator of other people's achievements, whether it's at work, with your partner, with your family, with your friends. If you do that, it'll attract more people to you. People are attracted to people that make them feel good. Number four, stop watching news media. It leads to a fear mindset. I said this back in 2016, but it has even more relevance now. Now, a lot of people say, but I need to know the numbers. I need to know the GDP forecasts. And please, that's just noise. Focus on the eight areas of life that you can control. Focus on your inner world, and the outer world will take care of itself. Number five is finish what you start. That's a beautiful tip, and that's one that I learned very early on in life because I would quit too easily on things. And at the age of 19, when I discovered and created the eight areas of life framework for holistic living and the conscious living framework later, I started finishing what I started. And a beautiful thing happens when you finish what you start is you start making progress step by step, day by day. That's how your life is built. There is no other way. There is no quick fix. There is no fast buck to be made. And the best way to do it is to finish every task that you start. If you set out to do 10 push-ups, then do 10 push-ups. If you set out to complete 20 tasks at work, whether it's 20 phone calls or 20 emails or whatever the task, finish what you start. Don't look at the clock. Don't be a clock watcher. Okay, number six is remember that your diet affects your mood. And I wrote an article on this called, from memory, it was the foods that make you angry. And there are foods that inflame your gut. When you inflame your gut, remember what we said, your second brain is in your stomach and it has a direct connection to the first brain, to your mind. So it affects your mood. So eat clean is my tip to you. And secondly, and most importantly, is think clean. Okay, number seven, bookend your day with peace and reflection, where you have no phones, no Facebook, no noise, no social media of any kind, right? No TV. And you need that time. If you find yourself unable to sit still for 10 minutes without reaching for the remote or for your tablet or for your phone, then you have a problem. Now, I don't mean to be judgy, and just because more and more people have that problem, which has become the new normal, it doesn't make it right. So if you can sit for 10 minutes without reaching for those things, then you can honestly say that you have peace. Okay, number 8 is write in your journal every morning and record gratitude every night. And don't forget to list your achievements. A lot of people will sit and list the things that they're grateful for, and that's a good thing. But don't forget to also list your achievements for the day at the end of the day, because it makes you feel fulfilled. When you reflect on your achievements, it makes you rest easy and go to sleep without a feeling of guilt, because we live in an era where if we don't feel like we're climbing Mount Everest or climbing the corporate ladder or, you know, punching higher and higher at the gym, you know, we feel like we're somehow inadequate. And that's a terrible feeling. We do so much. We do a lot more than our ancestors ever did in their whole lifetime. So don't forget to list your achievements daily, no matter how small. If it's you walk to work, list your walk to work. If you sent a love note, a love text message to your partner, that's an achievement. Anything that you do in the 8 areas of life, including work, is an achievement. If you made a phone call to a friend, that is an achievement, because you're climbing the tree of friendship and you're stimulating the fundamental human need for belonging. If you check your stock portfolio, that's an achievement, right? If you've read a chapter in a book, that is an achievement. So list your achievements, and that'll help you go easy on yourself. Number 9 is make the choice to let go of your past. It's dusty history that pollutes your future. Number 10, commit to being amazing at work. When I say amazing, is go above and beyond. I know you've heard that before, but the only way to stand out is to do amazing work. Number 11 is smile more. Simple tip to greatness. And don't forget to tell your face. Number 12 is stop gossiping. And I say that with the utmost of love and respect. But one thing I've learned is average people love gossip. Exceptional people love to share ideas. Number 13, do a nature walk at least once a week. When I say nature walk, where you don't hear traffic, where you don't hear noise, where you are totally absorbed by the green trees and the sounds of the birds and the trees, by nature, it will renew you. Number 14, take on work that no one else wants to take on. And set goals that no one else will do. That is the 14th tip for greatness. Number 15, say sorry when you know you should say sorry. By saying sorry, it doesn't mean an admission of guilt. Number 16, say please and thank you a lot. Number 17, remember that to earn more, you need to learn more. So read more books and listen more, not just to podcasts, but to other people. Where are those people come from? Your 8 areas of life. Your partner is a person. Listen more to them. Your family members. They say profound things that sometimes you will miss. And your work colleagues, of course, and your friends. Number 18, achieve 2 little goals each day, no matter how small, because in 12 months, this habit will produce 728 little goals, which amounts to a massive improvement in your life and in your quest for greatness. Number 19, and I love doing this, my wife does this, and I need to learn more and more from her. She does it a lot more often than I do. And that is write thank you notes to your customers, to your teammates, to your family members, to your lover. Number 20, breathe beautifully, breathe naturally, learn the art of breathing. With haste, with distraction, with the impulsive use of technology comes shallow breathing. We don't realize what we're doing it, whether we're on our phone, on our laptop. If you're listening to me in the car right now and you're driving, you're probably shallow breathing. But if you make the point to stop and breathe often throughout the day. And the beautiful breathing technique I use is the 4-5-7. You breathe in for 4, hold for 5, and breathe out slowly for 7. And I do that at least once every hour. And not only does it relax you, but it gives you more energy, it gives more clarity to your mind, and it detoxes you. 70% of our detox doesn't happen from pills in a bottle or juice fasts. 70% of our detox happens through our lungs, through the breath. So that's why that is number 20 on the top 28 tips for greatness. 21 is keep your promises to yourself when it comes to your health.
If you say you're going to wake up at a certain time and go for a walk or a jog, then do it. If you make a promise to your lover, your partner, then keep it. If you make a promise to your family members, then keep it. If you make a promise to your work colleagues, keep it. If you make a promise to your friends, then keep it. Notice how I'm cycling through the eight areas of life, because that is my framework for everything. So keep your promises. Number 22 is always speak the truth, no matter the circumstances. Nothing ever justifies twisting the truth. And I want to remind you of something that I talked about at Upgrade Your Life, and that is, if your actions are not motivated by love, then you are always going to be meeting with obstacles in life. You're going to always be wasting precious energy, and you are going to send out the wrong karma. And the universe has a perfect accounting system which will come back to you. So always speak the truth. And the truth is defined by love, because a lot of people are speaking what they say is the truth. But if it's not motivated by love, then it is not the truth. I'm sorry to say to you, when I say if it's not motivated by love, means how does it make the other person feel? And when I say speak the truth, is it in a text message? Is it in a post on social media? Is it in an email to a customer? Is it in a conversation with a friend? Okay, number 23 is remember that ordinary people talk about their goals, but extraordinary people actually get them done quickly. 24, remember that you get what you focus on. So don't wake up and focus on what you don't want. Wake up and focus on what you do want. And the only way to do that is to remind yourself of the eight areas of life and to journal on those eight areas of life using the five-step circle of conscious living. And look, if you did not attend Upgrade Your Life and you haven't listened to a podcast that I've previously published on these two areas, then this Christmas, go onto our website, ahighbranch.com, and buy my book, A Higher Branch, and my second book, Guide to Greatness. Now, this isn't a call to action because we make money out of selling books. I have a day job for that, but I promise you will get so much out of those two books. And when I say that, it's because I've received numerous emails over the years since 2011, since I released that book, and it has changed so many lives. And so I share that with you humbly, knowing that we'll really add value to your life. Okay, so number 25, we have three more after this, and that is know your values and then have the guts to live them, no matter what the crowd thinks and how the herd lives. You need to stand up to what your values are. And when I say your values, I always mean in the eight areas of life. And in those eight areas of life, I have no problems telling you in the tree of work, my core values is empathy and humility. Our whole business is built on those two values. And we recruit people who are aligned to those two values. If you own a business and you are in the business of recruiting people, don't be apologetic about making sure that people are aligned to those values. It's your business. It's your customers. You shouldn't hire based on a person's ability to do a job, but their compatibility with your values. Because ultimately, that's how you get consistency in the message, and that's how the customers feel the love. Number 26, 27, and 28 in quick succession is 26, become the fittest person you know. 27, become the strongest person you know. And 28, become the kindest person you know.
And there you have it, the 28 tips to achieving greatness. As I mentioned earlier, these tips really help me stay focused, motivated, and grounded all year round. And I share them with you in the hope that together we can grow and achieve success in all eight areas of life. So until next week, live consciously, my friends.